schließ moti mai codraga sa svistrana ove zemlje donies moti jade svoje i u njima svoje želje pogledaj nas utješi nas svoje ruke stavi na nas svome sinu preporuči majko mira moli za nas pogledaj nas utješi nas svoje ruke stavi na svome sinu preporuči, majko mira moli za nas.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and with your spirit. When Jesus walked on this earth, then many came to him. And more or less, they were divided into two groups. The first was much more close physically. They were the people who were tormented, sick, sinful. They sought his nearness because in his nearness they felt that their life was changing, that they were accepted, that they can breathe freely. And there also exists the other group that followed him, but a little bit further away, and observed what he's doing, what he's saying, with whom he's in company, how he behaves. And they sought an opportunity to catch him in something that they considered wrong. And that spirit has transferred to us. He's also present in our churches, among us priests, among believers. There are those who come to the nearness of Christ because they need him, because they are weak, because they need his nearness, strength, word. But there are also those who are of a sharp gaze, looking to see who will do something wrong, who will say a wrong word, put on the wrong garment, step in the wrong way, look at the wrong place in the wrong moment. The first Jesus healed, cured, brought joy into their lives, and these others he sent and said, go and learn that sacrifice is pleasing to me and not that mercy is pleasing to me, not sacrifice. We are today one and the other. We're not so clearly divided. In our hearts also, each time anew, a sharp gaze comes seeking who is doing what wrong. And for us also, it is important to seek out what it means. It is mercy I want, not sacrifice. This is the first word that Jesus speaks to us at the beginning of this Mass. We seek the mercy, and this is the best place at the beginning of the Mass where we can taste what mercy means, when God shows us mercy, that from that we may learn how to be merciful towards our brothers and sisters. Let us repent for our sins and ask God for his mercy, that we may learn from him how to be merciful. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May the Almighty God be have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, author of innocence and lover of chastity, who bestowed grace and martyrdom on your handmaid, the Virgin St. Mary Goretti, in her youth, grant we may, through her intercession, that you gave her a crown for steadfastness, so we too may be firm in obeying your commandments, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity with the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.